Toronto Zoomer Radio BTO taking care of business and games people play. The Spinners on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. And our special guest is all about playing games. Toronto resident Ray Lalonde is a Jeopardy super champ and will move on to the show's Tournament of Champions. Welcome to the Morning Zoom, Ray, and wow, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, 13 straight victories. That is impressive. We will ask you about the secret of doing that in a moment, but as a fellow Canadian, I'm sure you were thinking about Alex Trebek while you were on Jeopardy. How is his legacy celebrated or commemorated on the show?
Well, he's always in the forefront of your mind, and they call it the Alex Trebek stage, you know, and everybody has a story about him. That was one of the things backstage. I guess because I'm Canadian, they were talking about Alex to me quite a lot, and everybody said what a gentleman he was and how nice he was to work for and all that sort of thing. Just never a bad word about him.
Mm-hmm. How much money did you win? Sorry, I have to be so rude and just get right to the crux of it all, Ray. But every time we hear about a Jeopardy champion, we think, oh, you know what? They give away a lot of money on that show. So share with us. And you are the recipient of some of that dough. So do share. How much did you win? And what are you going to do with the money?
All right, this is probably going to sound terrible, but I think it's about $386,000. I'm not entirely sure what the exact number it is.
That's in U.S. dollars, too, right?
That's in U.S. dollars, yeah.
Woo-hoo!
So somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 and somewhat Canadian, yeah.
Wow.
Very nice. And part two, what you're going to do with the money?
What I'm going to do with the money? Well, I've got some travel plans. You know, there's some places I'd like to see that I haven't seen yet, of course. And also family travels as well. Like, my family gets together once a year and travels.
Yeah.
And we're planning to go to Scotland this year, so that'll be a fun trip. And it'll be, you know, a little bit easier to, you know, enjoy yourself and maybe get some nicer souvenirs.
Yeah,
that's
and then,
true.
Of course, my daughter has just graduated from U of T downtown.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
I'm very proud of her. And so she might be thinking of doing grad school. I'll put some money aside for that, make that easier on her.
Yeah.
And then,
good.
Of course, some for a rainy day. You know, there's a lot to work with there, so I'm not too worried about spending it all at once.
So other than being really smart, what is the secret to winning 13 times in a row?
Well, I won one game at a time. That was the thing. I never thought I was going to win the next one. It was always like, oh boy, I get to do this one more time. You know, every time it happened, it's just a surprise. Secret, I like the game. I watch it a lot. I used to watch it a lot growing up. And you sort of get an idea for the rhythm of the game and how it works. And that helps. And then just being, you know, curious, widely read. I've always read a lot of books. I've always, you know, listened to audiobooks when I'm working. And, yeah, just have a memory that kind of holds these things in, too.
Yeah, for sure. Well, some memories. Mine, not so much. But anyway, Ray, speaking of work, you're a scenic painter, and you've worked on movie and TV shows shot here in Toronto, around a lot of famous people. And now, you know what? You're one of them. So how does it feel going from relative anonymity to fame?
It's a little strange. I mean, it's local fame. It's, you know, I'm getting a lot of attention online. A lot of people reached out. And just, you know, just to say hi and thanks and congratulations, and we enjoyed watching, and that's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a little bit of recognition on the street. You know, I get people coming up and shaking my hand or recognizing me at the grocery store and saying, hi, we loved you on the show, that sort of thing. It's really nice.
And are you okay with that?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's good.
I've had the occasional, can we take a picture with you? Of course you can.
I
you know,
love
why
it.
Not?
Oh, that's awesome.
Good for you. And so when do you, this next level of Jeopardy, when is that happening? When do you get to take part in that?
It's going to happen this fall. I'm not entirely sure exactly when. I don't know if the show is actually sure exactly when it's going to be scheduled, but it's probably going to be sometime around November. So we'll probably shoot that at the end of September coming up. So good break.
Yeah, it sounds great. By the way, so I looked up your $386,000 US. It's $516,655.21. In case you were wondering, I think if I won the money, I'd want to know it right down to the penny.
That is a cool half million.
Very good.
Yes.
Listen, Ray, congratulations, and thanks
so much
for joining the Morning Zoom this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.